Chapter 33. Aboard the steamer Fever Dream, May 1870. Sourbilly Tipton opened his eyes and tried to scream. Nothing passed his lips but a soft whimper. He sucked in his breath and swallowed blood. Sourbilly had drunk enough blood to recognize the taste. Only this time it was his own blood. He coughed and fought for air. He didn't feel so good. His chest was on fire all over, and it was wet where he was lying. Blood. More blood.
"Help me,"
he called out weakly. No one could have heard him more than 3 feet away. He shuddered and closed his eyes again, like he could maybe sleep and make the hurt go away. But the hurt stayed. Sourbilly lay there for the longest time, his eyes closed, breathing ragged breaths that made his chest shake and scream. He couldn't think of nothing but the blood that was seeping out of him, the deck hard against his face, and the smell. There was some awful smell all around him. Finally, Sourbilly recognized it. He had gone and shit in his pants. He couldn't feel nothing, but he could smell it. He began to cry. Finally, Sourbilly Tipton could not cry any more. His tears had dried up and it hurt too much. It hurt awful bad. He tried to think about something else besides the pain, so it would maybe leave him alone. Slowly, it came back to him. Marsh and Joshua York, the shotgun going off in his face. They had come to hurt Julian, he remembered, and he had tried to stop them. Only this time he wasn't fast enough. He tried to call out again.
"Julian!"
he called, a little louder than he had before, but still not very loud. No answer. Sourbilly Tipton whimpered and opened his eyes again. He had fallen. Fallen all the way from the hurricane deck. He was on the forecastle, he saw. And it was daylight. Damon Julian couldn't hear him, and even if he did, it was so bright, it was the morning. Julian wouldn't come to him. Julian couldn't come until dark. By dark, he would be dead.
"I'll be dead by dark,"
he said aloud, so softly he hardly heard it himself. He coughed and swallowed some more blood.
"Mr. Julian,"
he said feebly. He rested for a while, thinking or trying to think. He was shot full of holes, he thought. His chest must be raw meat. He ought to be dead. Marsh had been standing right by him. He ought to be dead. Only he wasn't. Sourbilly sniggered. He knew why he wasn't dead. Shotguns couldn't kill him. He was almost one of them now. It was like Julian had said. Sourbilly had felt it happening. Every time he looked in the mirror, he thought he was a little whiter, and his eyes were getting more and more like Damon Julian's. He could see it himself, and he thought maybe he could see better in the dark this last year or two. It was the blood had done it, he thought. If only it hadn't made him sick so much, he might be even further along. Sometimes it made him real sick, and he got bad cramps in his belly and threw up, but he kept on drinking it, like Julian said, and it was making him stronger. He could feel it sometimes, and this proved it. They'd shot him, and he'd fallen, and he wasn't dead. No, sir, he wasn't dead. He was healing up, just like Damon Julian would. He was nearly one of them now. Sourbilly smiled and thought that he would lie there until he was all healed, and then he would get up and go kill Abner Marsh. He could imagine how scared Marsh would be when he saw Billy coming after the way he'd been shot. If only it didn't hurt so much. Sourbilly wondered if it hurt Julian this way, the day that damn dandy of a clerk had stuck the sword through him. Mr. Julian had sure showed him. Billy would show a few people too. He thought about that for a while. About all the things he would do. He would walk down Gallatin Street whenever he liked, and they'd all get real respectful, and he'd have himself beautiful high yaller girls and Creole ladies instead of whores from the dance halls, and when he was through with them, he'd have their blood too, and that way no one else would have them, and that way they'd never laugh at him, not like the whores used to laugh at him sometimes, in the old bad days. Sourbilly Tipton liked thinking about the way it was going to be. But after a time, a few minutes, a few hours, he wasn't sure no more. He couldn't. He kept thinking about the pain instead, the way it hurt so bad whenever he tried to breathe. It ought to be hurting less, he thought. But it wasn't. And he was still bleeding bad, so bad he was starting to feel awful dizzy. If he was healing up, how come he was still bleeding? All of a sudden, Sourbilly got afraid. Maybe he wasn't far enough along yet. Maybe he wasn't going to heal after all and get up good as new and go and get Abner Marsh. Maybe he was just going to bleed to death. He cried out,
Julian!
He cried as loud as he could. Julian could finish the change, could make him better, make him strong. If he could only get Julian, it would be all right. Julian would bring him blood to make him strong. Julian would take care of him. Sour Billy knew that. What would Julian ever do without him? He called out again, screaming so hard that his throat almost burst with the pain. Nothing. Silence. He listened for footsteps, for Julian or one of the others coming to help him. Nothing. Except he listened harder. Sour Billy thought he heard voices, and one of them was Damon Julian's. He could hear him. He felt weak with relief. Only Julian couldn't hear Billy. And even if he could, he might not come, not out into the sun. The thought terrified Sour Billy. Julian would come when it got dark, would come and finish the change. But by dark it would be too late. He would have to go to Julian, Sour Billy Tipton decided as he lay there in his blood and pain. He would have to move and go to where Julian was, so Julian could help him. Sour Billy bit his lip and gathered all his strength and tried to get up. And he screamed. The pain that shot through him when he tried to move was a burning knife, a sudden sharp agony that stabbed through his body and drove all thought and hope and fear out of him until there was nothing but the pain itself. He shrieked and lay still, and his body throbbed. He could feel his heart thumping wildly, and the pain slowly fading. That was when Sour Billy Tipton realized that he couldn't feel his legs no more. He tried to wriggle his toes. He couldn't feel nothing at all down there. He was dying. It wasn't fair, Sour Billy thought. He was so close. For 13 years he had been drinking the blood and getting stronger, changing, and he was so close. He was going to live forever, and now they were taking it away from him, robbing him. They'd always robbed him. He'd never had nothing. It was a cheat. The world had cheated him again, the niggers and the Creoles and the rich dandies. They was always cheating him and laughing at him, and now they were cheating him of life, of his revenge, of everything. He had to get to Julian. If only he could make that change, it would all be all right. Otherwise he'd die here, and they'd laugh at him. They'd say he was a fool, trash, all the things they had always said. They'd piss on his grave and laugh at him. He had to get to Mr. Julian. Then he would be the one laughing. Yes, he would. Sour Billy took a deep breath. He could feel his knife still gripped in his hand. He moved his arm, took the knife between his teeth, trembling. There. That didn't hurt so much, he thought. His arms were still all right. His fingers spread and fought for purchase on the wet deck, slick with mould and blood. Then he pulled, hard as he could, with his hands in his arms, dragged himself forward. His chest burned, and the knife blade came plunging into his back again, so he shuddered and bit down real hard on the steel between his teeth. He collapsed in exhaustion and agony. But when the hurt finally ebbed a bit, Sour Billy opened his eyes and smiled around his knife blade. He had moved. He had pulled himself forward a whole foot, he thought. Another 5 or 6 pulls, and he would be at the foot of the grand staircase. Then he could grab hold of the fancy banister posts and use them to haul himself upward. Them voices were coming from up there, he thought. He could get to them. He knew he could. He had to. Sour Billy Tipton stretched out his arms, dug his long, hard nails into the wood, and bit down on his knife.